SBS Radio.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.
Au revoir les filles, c'est une marque de bijoux australienne créée par Teresa Tiong. Teresa est née à Singapour avant de venir s'installer avec sa famille en Australie et elle a étudié à l'école française de mode S-Mode à Paris dans les années 2000. Cette styliste a travaillé avec de grandes marques avant de lancer sa propre marque de bijoux et elle est avec nous sur les ondes de SBS en français pour nous parler de son parcours, de sa marque et puis de ses inspirations françaises. Teresa, bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ça va, merci. And welcome on SBS French Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. It's my first time, so I'm very excited.
Amazing. Teresa, firstly, can you tell us a bit about your brand, Au Revoir Les Filles? You make rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings. What are the materials you use and how do your pieces look like?
Sure, of course. So I started fashion design in Paris, and my designs, some are made in sterling silver and some are in brass, but they are plated in 14 karat gold. And I work with different gemstones like Australian white opals, freshwater pearls, white topaz. My designs are feminine but still edgy, so you can find like dainty pieces like with little skulls, stars and moons, but whenever I design a piece I always try and make it a little bit different just so that it's not similar to like other brands out there. I want it to be unique and for it to tell a story to the wearer.
Mm-hmm. And what are your main inspirations you have for your creations?
Oh, so I get very much inspired by heirloom jewelry from my family. Mm-hmm. So I have quite a few pieces passed down from my grandmother and down to my mom, who then passes it on to me. And whenever I wear these pieces, I always get so many comments on how beautiful they are. So I wanted to create jewelry that was based around that, that has a history of family and belonging, but also modernized so that the wearer can wear it today and it doesn't look too traditional, but it goes about with her on her journey and it still looks beautiful at the same time.
Yeah, they're really nice. You use pearl, yellow gold. It has a sort of a rustic and antique, very feminine look.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because quite a few of the designs, they are like vintage inspired, but I think it's really nice when you can mix like the old with the new. There's like a really nice harmony with that. And I do really love beautiful heirloom and like vintage jewelry as well. And the craftsmanship is so intricate, and you don't find that a lot in like modern jewelry these days. So I thought it was important to go back to these roots and then incorporate them in the style that I designed them with.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about the name of your brand? It's called Au Revoir Les Filles. It's French. It has a little story around it.
Yes, it does. Yeah. So I studied fashion design in Paris in S-Mod, and we had a class full of girls. And at the end of every class, my tutor, Maria, she would bid us farewell with Au Revoir Les Filles. So goodbye girls. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, you know, if I ever have my own brand one day, I think I'm going to call it that, because it just really resonated with me. And it reminds me of the amazing time that I had in Paris, the friends that I had. I just felt that it was just such a beautiful name.
And when did you feel fashion was something you wanted to do of your life?
I think maybe very early on, because when I was young, I always remember, you know, I was like stealing my mom's magazines to read when I was growing up in Singapore. I've always loved looking at these like glossy pages for like fashion, clothes, you know, wanting it, you know, like when you're a little girl. And then as you grow up, the opportunity sort of like, you know, presented itself, you know, when I studied in S-Mod. And when I came back to Australia, I also worked for quite a few fashion brands like Manning Cartel, Sass & Bide, Charlie Brown. And finally, like after a few years, like after 10 years, I decided to launch Au Revoir Les Filles.
And so you chose to study in S-Mode in Paris. Why did you choose this school?
So at the time, I was sort of like debating between, I think, ESMOD and Parsons or St. Martin's in London. I had been to Paris before, and I just really loved how beautiful this city was. And I wanted to go back to Paris to live just to see what it would be like. How different it would be compared to, like, say, traveling in, or spending a holiday there. And I chose ESMOD because it's one of the, I think, the oldest fashion college in Europe.
It is.
And I felt that was important to me as well, because they do have a long history of, you know, teaching people to be, like, stylists and dressmaking. And I felt that that would just really educate me in the path that I'm going.
And you studied stylism.
Stylism and modelist.
And modelism.
Yeah.
And so how did you started working into the ready-to-wear and went into the jewelry?
Okay. So the course that I studied is actually Nouveau Couture, which is like a modern branch of haute couture. So they taught us like how to bead, how to like construct corsets from scratch, everything you can imagine. But I think when I was looking for work, especially back in Australia, there probably isn't that many brands that do like haute couture. So ready-to-wear was probably like a much bigger market. It was also something that I like as well, because these are clothes that I wear and I want to design clothes, you know, as well as accessories that, you know, I can wear as well. And so I felt like maybe that was maybe more my thing, and to design pieces that, you know, everyone, you know, can have like accessibility to.
And how Paris did have an impact on you?
Firstly, the city is just so beautiful. Like, it is impossible not to like walk around, not to get any inspiration, like whether it's from like the architecture, the museum, like just the cafes, you know, people sitting there having a cup of coffee, you know, a croissant. I remember, I think especially the museums, I loved them so much. There was so many lingerie, I think it was like Musée d'Orsay, the Louvre. I remember going to like a museum, I think every weekend. And that was quite a luxury for me, because maybe like from Australia or Singapore, there's probably not that many museums or art galleries. So in Paris, there's just so many different kinds of exhibitions. It's so much culture. Like, I loved it. And I think it has always inspired me when I'm designing, you know, when I'm thinking about like what I want, like in terms of like the way I'm dressing, the people, the Parisian style, that like just influenced me greatly.
I was about to ask you, is there a little Parisian style in your creations? Do you think about Paris sometimes while imagining new collections?
Yeah, so actually the latest collection is called Je T'aime. So we actually have, it's inspired by French lovers. So like Gainsbourg and Birkin. And so I just wanted it to reflect, I guess, like, you know, like French design. And so we have got like Je T'aime on a necklace. We've got like on a little dainty chain as well. And just whenever I style it back, it's always effortless. You know, that very cool je ne sais quoi Parisian style that I like. And I think everyone's been really loving it, because everyone just loves that whole, you know, Parisian style vibe.
Where can we find your jewels?
So we mainly sell online. And currently in the lead up to Christmas, I do quite a few design pop-ups as well. So this week I'm in Leichhardt, and we will be doing quite a few pop-ups in around Sydney. I'm going to be in Adelaide as well in, I think, later this month. So if people want to check to see where we're going to be showcasing, they can just have a look on our website.
And you have an Instagram or a Facebook page?
Yes, we have an Instagram and Facebook, you know. So, yeah, if you have any Orofalifi jewelry, tag us, and we'll love to see and share.
What's next for you, for your brand? Do you have any idea of maybe next collections or next events?
Yeah, so I have an idea of a new collection. It's in my head, and I've sketched a little bit, but I haven't actually started getting like the prototypes ready. So that's always very exciting, because I'm always like, you know, finding new inspirations and trying to make it work back into designs that I or like, you know, people can wear. And also we're thinking of working with like a few influencers as well, showcasing their style and how it can be styled back with jewelry. So I think it should be really fun.
Teresa, thank you so much for your time on SBS French, and hopefully we can talk again soon about your next project.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
SBS en français est disponible quand vous le souhaitez. Écoutez nos rubriques à travers nos podcasts sur votre tablette ou votre mobile gratuitement sur sbs.com.au/french ou téléchargez l'application SBS Radio.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.